Again, Happy New Year po and congratulations po dahil you survived, we survived sa cycle ng 365 days. 365 days ng ating buhay ng mundo na to. Be excited po, makasurvive kayo. So, marami po sa atin excited po sa New Year. Tama po ba? Parang hindi ah. Excited po kasi for most of us, ito na po yung time na, okay, this is a fresh start. Meron tayong reset button. Ipe-press na natin yung reset button. Marami tayong list. New Year's resolution kung tawagin. And we plan for the better. Hindi po ba? Marami sa atin po may mga goals sa 2025. And we aim na magkaroon ng better version. A better version ng ating sarili compared sa past year, a better experience, a better opportunities, a better health, a better weight, a better look, a better job. Maybe meron sa inyo tumalun nung 12 o'clock to have a better height. Yun po yung nakalakihan natin, hindi po totoo yan. Kayo po, ano pong mga areas ng life nyo na you want to improve sa 2025? I'm sure many of us, we long, we want a better in everything. Di po ba? Every year or even every day, I think universal po sa tao na to look for a better experience in everything sa araw-araw. Narinig niyo na po ba yung grass is greener syndrome? Familiar po ba kayo doon? Ito po yung syndrome na merong attitude na laging ang kanyang attitude is grass is greener on the other side. Yun po yon. Ito ay may idea na there is always something better that we are missing sa buhay. Yun po yung idea na yon. Whether in a relationship, sa work, sa possessions, or day by day moment ng buhay, parang laging merong something better that we are missing. Yun po yung tinatawag na grass is greener syndrome. So whatever or wherever we are, meron pong ever-present na feeling na there is something better. Di ba totoo po sa ating lahat yan? Deep inside of us, we know na meron po talagang something better than this life can offer sa atin. Biblically po, that is true. There is something better sa buhay na to. Alam niyo po ba na most common na longing ng tao is home and relationships. A home that we can rest, a home na we are safe, na peaceful, a better relationship, a relationship na we feel love, we feel ng belongingness. That's the most common na longing ng tao. Those thoughts reflects po yung deep down longing sa ating buhay. Bakit po tayo may ganung longing? Bakit deep inside of us, we long for something better? We long for something na more than that life offers sa atin. And lahat po tayo, ito po ang inclination natin. We look for that longing, the satisfaction ng longing ngayon everywhere kung saan natin hanapin yun. But the Bible says, ito po malinaw, you will not and cannot find ang satisfaction ng longing na yan. There's only one way to find yung satisfaction na yan. And yan po yung makikita natin sa ating passage. Today, this morning po, as you plan to improve yourself sa taon na to, ang goal ko po is to reorient yung mindset natin. To reorient yung perspective natin sa buhay. Let us pray. Oh Father, help us as we look into your word sa umaga na to. May your word penetrate sa aming inner being, our hearts, and orient yung aming mind and heart and disposition to change our way of life. Help us today to hear, believe, and obey your word. In Jesus' name, Amen. Before po tayo mag-go through sa passage natin, let me give you po ng context ng Book of Hebrews for us to understand po yung passage natin. Ang Book of Hebrews po is a sermon letter. Ang author is unknown, di po natin alam kung sino nagsulat. The book of Hebrews, what ang address sa Jewish Christian congregation po. They are second generation believers, sabi sa chapter 2 verse 3, who had been persecuted, sabi sa chapter 10, 32 to 34, and under pressure po sila, chapter 12, 3 to 13. But even more po, they are expecting po ng severe persecution, sabi sa chapter 12, chapter 13. Sa time na yan po, the Romans, nare-recognize po yung religion ng Judaism, ng mga Jews, yung Judaism po. But Christianity is not. Pinapersecute po nilang Christianity. So, if you are a Jew, your Judaism is okay para sa mga Romans. But if you are a Christian, it's not okay. So, ang congregation po na ito is facing po yung possibility ng intensified na persecution. Ganun po yung pressure na yun that time. So, ang temptation is so attractive for them na tumalikod na lang tayo sa Christianity and go back to Judaism for security and self-preservation. So, ang temptation to just quit and just be a normal citizen ng city is very tempting po sa congregation. That they were tempted to move away from being identified kay Kristo. Maaring question nila is it worthy pa ba to be identified kay Kristo? Is it worthy pa ba to follow Christ? Kaya naman ang author ng Book of Hebrews encourage and exhort tong mga tao na to hold fast. That's one of the major theme ng Hebrew, hold fast during struggles and persecution. For 10 chapters, ang author argue with them, presented to them na Christ is superior more than Judaism, Christianity superior than the Jewish religion, Christ is better. Yun po yung argument ng author na to. Christ and the new covenant are better than the old covenant, better than the Aaron priesthood, better than the animal sacrifices, better than the angels, better yung revelation ng Panginoon sa past. He is the final and ultimate revelation. Yun po yung ina-argue ng author dito. Christ is better. Don't miss it. Don't give up. Hold on. Sinasabi ng author dito, hey, alam ko na you are under pressure, under intense pressure, persecution, great fear ang nagahari sa puso nyo. Pero let me tell you something. Hindi ito bago or unique sa isang Kristiyano. Hindi ito something new. Keep walking by faith. Hold on, sabi ng author. Even from the past, it was never easy and will never be easy. This is how all the people of God from the Old Testament walk sa mundo na to. People of God live in this way. Sabi ng author, God's people in all generations walk and even walking in this way. Persevering faith. There is something better to come. Yun ang encouragement. Then, dumating tayo sa chapter 11, the author talks about faith. In chapter 11 alone, ang word na faith ay na-mention ng 25 times. So, makikita natin yung emphasis of faith. He defines in chapter 11, verse 1, ang sabi ron, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And in verse 6, he says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him, God. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. Faith is foundational requirements to be right with God. And the book defines it as a persevering faith, an enduring faith. Inargue ng author na ang characteristic ng true people of God is faith, an enduring faith, a lasting faith. So faith involves believing that God exists and merong assurance na all the future promises ng Diyos ay mangyayari. Kaya naman God's people should trust ang lahat ng promises ng Diyos, especially those na that will bring eternal salvation. Ito ang faith that perseveres. Enduring faith, yun po ay central theme din po ng Book of Hebrews. Ito ang faith that characterizes po yung Old Testament people of God. And the author gave them as an example po to encourage ang mga tao na to. And we see ang list ng heroes of faith sa chapter 11. All of them ay defined sa faith. sa pangako ng Panginoon. They hold on sa trustworthiness ng word and promises ng Diyos. As he gave ang list from Abel to Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the author stopped and explained what faith looks like. Ano ba yung tsura ng faith na to? After niya ibigay yung list na to, nag-pause muna siya. Let me give you anong itsura ng faith that God is pleased. And that leads sa ating passage, Hebrews 11, 13 to 16. So po, ang reality po ng pagtalikod sa faith or persevere sa faith is ever present. Yan po ay true sa atin. True sa kanila, true sa time natin ngayon. We also face the same struggle, the tension to just quit. So this encouragement is also for you and me. Ang hope ko today po is to encourage you again to reorient po ang ating mindset and perspective sa journey ng ating buhay na Kristiyano. And big idea po ng ating sermon is, God promised something better than this earthly life. So, let us persevere with confidence and desire for a heavenly home. Ang passage po natin, binigyan tayo ng dalawang encouragement, how to live this earthly life. Una po, persevere with confidence. Verse 13, pangalawa, desire for a heavenly home, 14 to 16. Punta po tayo sa unang encouragement. First point, persevere with confidence. Tignan po yung verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. These all. Sino po yung these all? Sa context, it refers to Abraham and his family na binigyan ng promise ng Panginoon. These all died in faith. So, ito po yung summary ng naging buhay nila. Ang salita pong in faith, it means according to faith. Sabi po sa NIV, they were still living by faith when they died. Hindi po nawala yung faith, hindi bumabaw ang faith na yun. Ito po yung ibig sabihin po, ito po yung dominating character sa buhay ng mga patriarchs na to. Faith. Even sa last breath, they believe. They have a strong faith. Ito ang rule or ito ang nag-govern ng kanilang buhay. Faith in the Word of God. Continue po natin yung verse 13. These all, the patriarchs, died believing God's promise, not having received the things promised. So ano po ba yung promise? For us to understand ang context, ito po ay makikita natin sa Genesis account of Abraham. Si Abraham po ay isang pagan, worshiping a man-created God. He was called by God to go to a land that He will show to him, and Abraham obeyed. Yung po istorya. So, sabi sa Hebrews 11 verse 8, Abraham obeyed that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going. Tinawag siya ng Diyos, sumundo siya sa Diyos, hindi niya alam saan pupunta. He left his home, ang kanyang family. He went even without knowing kung ano ang pupuntahan niya. He was relying on the word of God. So God promised to give him land, people, and bless all the families of the earth through his offspring. And then when he reached the promised land, he lived as in na para siyang foreigner. Sabi sa verse 9, living in tents. Sa tent with Isaac and Jacob. Si Isaac po ay Jacob ay heirs with the same promise ng Panginoon. They live in the tent. Living in tent implies ng temporal residence. Temporary lang po. Though God promised ang Canaan sa kanya, sa'yo to, Abraham. Pero yet, Abraham lived in the promised land as an exile, as a stranger. Hindi niya po inisip na maging ruler ng Canaan or to build a kingdom sa Canaan. He lived sa tent. Yung living the tent po is a principle, a temporary residence. He keep on moving for many years po with his family. Ito ang buhay ni Abraham. Pitch ng tent, tanggalin ng tent, move sa ibang place, and then do the same thing. Paulit-ulit lang po. So, parang ano po, ano? Parang nakakalungkot naman, ano? They died without even receiving yung promise na yun. After ng lahat ng ginawa ni Abraham, iniwan niya yung bahay niya, iniwan niya yung family niya, tatay niya. He believed in God, he didn't receive the promise. Mahirap po ano? Sa atin, sometimes meron tayong prayer na parang tagal sagutin ng Panginoon, nagtatampo na tayo, ano? Because we are so quick na magiging nearsighted tayo. We are living sa right here, right now lagi. Na gusto natin, Panginoon, now na. I want ng increase. I want ng better life. Now. And hindi yun ang buhay ni Abraham. Meron siyang ibang perspective ng buhay. He can demand that. Panginoon, right here, right now. I want to see the promise. So, this is the faith na kailangan nating magkaroon, hindi yung nearsighted faith na right here, right now. Dahil hindi pinangako ng Panginoon na you will get everything na gusto mong hingin sa Diyos. God in His own time, God in His sovereignty, in His providence. So, ito po ang buhay ni Abraham. Hindi niya na-receive yung promise. So, they persevere in faith with confidence sa trustworthiness ng Diyos. Bakit sila nag-persevere? Bakit nag-endure yung faith ni Abraham? Even sa last breath nila, dying, still believing in God. Look at verse 13 again. Because they have seen them and greeted them from afar. That gives them no encouragement. How did they see yung promises that akala ko ba hindi nila na-receive? They have seen them. It can be two interpretations. Nagkaroon ng parang down payment ng Panginoon. Remember, Sarah is a barren. Matanda na sila. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, sa'yo manggagaling ang lahat ng parang ang anak, ang maging offspring mo, sindami ng bituin sa langit at sindami ng buhangin. Partial, binigyan siya si Isaac. Maaring yon. Or, gaya ng kinanta natin sa Not By Sight, because God put in their heart yung faith na yon. The trustworthiness ng Panginoon, they believe that. Na by seeing them in the eyes ng faith, it naging so real sa kanila ang sinapangako ng Diyos. That's the kind of faith. And greeted them from afar, ito po ay a word na nagbibigay po sa ng kahulugan na anticipation or receiving with joy, with happiness. Anticipate with pleasure. To express po yung happiness about the arrival of something. Parating na yun. Ganun po yung greeted from afar. Yung one word lang po yun sa original language. So, they look forward sa promise na yun, and they embrace that. They receive that with so much joy. Because of the reality sa kanila nung promise na yun. So, yan po yung iyan po ang isa sa reason na sila ay nag-persevere. They trust the trustworthiness ng salita ng Diyos. They persevere sa faith na yon. Merong silang confidence that it will surely come to pass. It will surely happen. Another reason ng kanilang persevering faith, look at last part ng verse 13. Having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. Ito po ang description ni Abraham sa sarili niya in Genesis 23 verse 4. Sabi ron, ni Abraham, I am a sojourner and foreigner among you. Give me property among you for a burying place that I may bury my dead out of my sight. Again, God promised ang Canaan, promise lang kay Abraham. Pero wala po siyang pag-aari doon. Ang hiniling lang niya, sabi niya, I'm a sojourner dito. I'm just passing through dito. This is not my home. Just give me a piece of land, babayaran ko just to bury yung asawa niya, si Sarah. So for 62 years, Abraham journeyed sa Canaan but never settled to any of the land ng Canaan. His wife died and na-witness niya yon, nilibing niya doon, that's it. Abraham and his family acknowledge, or yung word acknowledge, or confess na sila ay nasa promised land and yet looking for a better place. Even sa land na they have right that binigyan ng Diyos sa kanila, they never settled permanently. Continue to live in a temporary stay, a tent. Imagine, iniwan ni Abraham yung kanyang hometown, Na-witness niya yung death ng kanyang wife. He never fully received ang promise ng Diyos. Maybe nung nakarating na doon si Abraham sa promise land, maybe niisip niya, finally, life will be wonderful. Life will be easy. Life will be glitters and gold. All prosperity. Pero nung andun na siya, what he realized, I'm here, but not yet. The promise is here, but not yet. So meron tension na gano'n yung here, now, not yet. It gives a picture ng buhay ng Kristiyano. When we become a Christian, when we trust Christ for our salvation and everything sa life natin, when we follow Christ, yes, we receive po yung forgiveness. Positionally, we are perfect, justified sa Diyos. But we know na we experience araw-araw yung not yet. We still live in a not yet realm. We are not yet fully free sa weakness ng flesh. Not yet free from the presence ng sin. We still experience po sickness, persecution, hardship ng buhay, death, broken marriages, injustice, hatred, pain, sorrow, tears. Being a Christian, hindi po ibig sabihin nun, we are free from all of this. At least for now, in this side of eternity. That is why yung author po ng Hebrew, ina-encourage yung kanyang reader, tayo, with these heroes of faith, kila Abraham. This is how it is from the past. How it is now and present sa lahat ng Kristiyano. But just like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, kailangan natin maintindihan na we are not from here. Mahirap pong unawain, ano? Paano yun? We are not from here. This life is temporal. We are exiles and strangers passing through temporarily sa mundo na to. We belong to somewhere else. Yan po yung sinasabi ng Bible. They never lost yung vision nila towards that destination. They never lost that vision. Even the land ng promise para sa kanila ay temporary. Lahat sa mundo po ay temporary. Lahat ng pwedeng i-offer ng mundo sa atin ay temporary. Lahat po will pass away. Yun po sabi ng Bible. Not lasting and will always fall short po to satisfy ang ating longing. The world cannot satisfy anything na longing natin for eternity. Mga kapatid kay Kristo, God calls us a life of persevering faith with confidence sa promises ng Diyos. Ang pinangako po ng Panginoon is eternal life. A life in the loving presence and ever-increasing joy with God. Yun po ang pinangako ng gospel. As we see po sa verse na to, hindi ang earthly prosperity, health, wealth sa mundo na ito ang pangako ng Diyos sa gospel. Hindi yan ang pangako po ng kay Kristo na pag pinalo mo si Christ, madudoble sahod mo, mawawalan ka ng karamdaman, magiging maayos ang buhay mo. No. We have sin. Sa mga apostles, as you read ng chapter 11 ng Hebrews, many of them died gruesomely because of their faith. Prosperity gospel ay false gospel. Binibigyan ng false hope ang tao. Kapag naghirap ka, kapag nagkasakit ka, sasabihin sa'yo, kulang ka kasi sa faith. Mahina kasi ang faith mo. Faith is not about those things. Faith is the assurance of things we hope for. The conviction of things not seen. Yun po ang definition ng faith. Faith in the heavenly promise of God. Eternal promises ng Diyos kay Jesucristo. Do you believe in that? Why are you following Christ? What is the reason na nandito ka ngayon? If eternity is not the reason, you don't have the faith na dinidescribe ng author dito. You have a false faith. Wrong. A misguided faith. True faith is persevering faith with confidence sa eternal promises ng Diyos. That's faith. So, kagaya ni Abraham, nag-journey siya sa promised land, ang baon-baon lang ni Abraham is the confidence, and ang kanyang strength ay ang salita ng Diyos. He lived his life and died with confidence sa salita ng Diyos. Mga kapatid, bilang exiles and strangers sa mundo na to, mararanasan po natin yung treatment ng mundo sa ating kakaiba. We don't belong and we are not like them. Nararanasan niyo yan, iba sa opisina, sa bahay, sa flatmate niyo. We are expat. Katayo po mga, tayo mga OFW, alam natin, we can relate ng itsura ng expat, being expat. Dito sa UAE. We all know, in just a matter of time, aalis at aalis tayo, that we are all transient here. Maring nakikita tayo ngayon, in just a matter of time, months, years, di na natin nakikita isa't isa. Local people knows na we are different. Now, we are foreigner. Ganun din tayo, di ba? Pag merong foreigner sa bansa natin, kaya natin ma-identify agad. Ibang nationality to. The way they talk, the way they dress, the way they look, iba sila. Ganun din tayo as Christians. We are foreigner sa mundo na to. Our citizenship is in heaven. Let me ask you po, masasabi ba ng mga kasama mo sa office, yung flatmate mo, mga kaibigan mo or mga kaklase mo sa university, mga young people, sa school, masasabi ba ng anak mo, ng asawa mo, na ikaw ay kakaiba? Your life, na masasabi ba nila, nakakaiba yung buhay nitong tao na to? The way he talk, the way he treat people, the way he see things, kaya ba nilang sabihin sa inyo? Binigyan tayo ni Peter ng idea, paano ba, how to live a citizen in heaven as an excellent stranger. Sabi sa 1 Peter 2, sabi ni Peter, "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh which wage war against your soul." Mga kapatid, you are now a new creation. That's the description ng Bible sa inyo. Bilang Christian, you are a new creation. Let's not live contrary sa ating new nature. We are no longer sinners. We are no longer under sa power ng sin. Let's live na according sa ating new nature. We must not attach ang ating buhay, ang ating mundo, sa ang ating lahat ng ating energy, time, effort, and be captivated sa mundo na to. Yung ultimate desire ay hindi na dapat po yung material things. And all the things ng mundo na to. The author ng Hebrew is telling us na kailangan natin magkaroon ng new perspective na ang mundo na to is not our home and we are only passing through it. Yan sinasabi sa atin na author. I'm not saying po na hindi na tayo mag-enjoy sa buhay na to. Hindi ko po sinasabi na maging parang isolated na tayo sa mundo. Life is a gift from God. This creation po, dinidisplay yung greatness ng Diyos. We can enjoy that. We can enjoy yung gift ng art, ng music, nature, the gift ng ating family, yung friendship, yung ating job, our community. And even the Bible calls us to be a good citizen. Pray for your leaders, gaya ng ginagawa natin every Sunday. Pray for your leaders. Obey the authority. Pray for the welfare ng bansa, gaya ng sinabi sa Jeremiah 29, ng mga exile. Pray for the welfare ng city. That is for your own good. Honor the human and earthly authority. Dahil, bakit natin in-honor? Dahil we know behind the power and authority ng earthly human authority is the power of God, is the authority of God. Romans 13. So enjoy every moment that God gives us sa mundo na to. Do good, display yung good work na ginawa sa atin ng Panginoon. But, let's keep in mind po, all these things are temporal. Don't set your eyes and heart ultimately sa mga bagay na to. Your job, your money, your health, your beauty, your home, your family, your position and status, your achievements, even your life dito po, will pass away. Don't set your ultimate hope sa mga bagay na to. Some of you, I know, na-experience nyo losing loved ones this year. Nakita natin how strength and health overnight po ay nag-deteriorate dahil sa karamdaman. this new year, nire-remind po tayo na we are getting older. Reminds us that we are getting closer sa end. It reminds us that time is passing and our temporal life is fleeting. That is a reminder po sa atin. So don't set your heart and eyes sa mundo na to. See and greet the promises of God from afar with joy, with confidence. We grow in faith, paano po? By knowing God's word, by knowing God's promises. There are around 3,000 plus of promises ng Diyos. Try to study them. Ano yung mga promises na yun? Grow in that. Feed your heart and mind with God's word. Make it on top of your list po sa New Year's resolution nyo this year. To be a better student ng Bible. Feed your soul. We need to be consistent po to grow sa ating faith. One time po, nagda-drive kami ng asawa ko. We were listening po sa isang song. And we talk about living by faith. It sounds easy, no? Just live by faith. Ganyan ang kinakanta natin, no? Parang sabi ko, just to ano ng conversation. Alam mo, it's easy to say to live by faith. Pero we all know that there is a constant tension sa araw-araw to choose whether to live in obedience or disobedience. To live by faith. Kapag tayo nasa difficult situation, very challenging po to live by faith. Very challenging po. There is a strong temptation not to exercise ang faith. We tend to incline towards self-preservation. It's true. Sabi doon po kasi sa song, meron pong snippet ng sermon ni John Piper. Sabi ni John Piper, habang tumutugtog yung kanda, continuously preach to yourself the word of God. Bakit po kailangan yun? Kasi po meron nga pong constant tension na tayo ay mag-grow weary. Na tayo ay maging malnourished sa salita ng Diyos. Nakalimutan na natin na hindi na natin alam kung totoo pa ba yung pinaniniwalaan natin. So it means na there is a reality na we need to fight. But dahil we are so quick to drift away, kung pababayaan natin malulumig tayo, we have to take action. Feed your soul. Preach the word of God sa iyong sarili. It will not happen overnight. You have to work on it. And sabi ni John Piper, preach to yourself until your heart and mind sing to worship. This is how we grow in faith. How we mature. How we gain confidence in the word of God. This is the faith, the persevering faith, just like an example na binigay ng author. Just like the Old Testament people of God. A faith that looks forward for something better than this life. A heavenly home. That leads to our second point. So we are called to persevere with confidence even to the point of death without fully realizing po yung promises of God and to desire a heavenly home. Look at verse 14 and 16. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. Ang verse pong ito supports yung last part ng verse 13. Ang word na for explains po yung confession ng patriarchs ito nila, Abraham, that they were strangers and exiles sa mundo na to. For people na nag-confess ng ganon, make it clear na sila ay seeking for a homeland. So this is a support sa last part ng verse 13. Yung salita pong making clear sa original language po indicates na Abraham and his family is living in this way continuously, araw-araw. Making it clear, making it known to people na they belong to a different homeland. Intentionally proclaiming. It's a present tense po na laging ito ang way of life nila Abraham. They don't hide it. They don't keep it as a secret. Ang word na yan indicates na yan po ang way of life nila. Day in, day out. That should question din yung ating buhay. Ano? Sometimes, we keep it as a secret. Ano? No one even knows na we have this kind of hope. Or baka sa office niya, hindi alam na Kristiyano ka. And you're losing the opportunity. Maaring ang tao sa office mo is ikaw lang ang Kristiyano na may encounter niya sa buhay niya. So, we are to, ano yung way of life natin? This should be a constant way of life, proclaiming the hope that we have sa Diyos. Look at verse 14 again. Seeking. Ang word na seeking indicates ng very strong desire. Yung word po na, yung seeking na yun. Very strong desire. Ano po yung strong desire nila? Homeland. Yung homeland po sa original language is fatherland. Derived po yun sa word na father, pater. So, fatherland. Sa ancient world po, ang identity ng tao po ay madalas associated po sa and identified sa birthplace city niya. Or yung nation ng tatay niya, kung saan siya pinanganak. So, na-identify po yung identity ng tao. So, Abraham and his family confess na sila ay strangers and exiles because they strongly seek or desire a homeland that they belong. Yan po yung verse 14. So, anong homeland ito? Anong fatherland ito? Ito ba earthly land? Or ito ba yung bansa na pinanggalingan ni Abraham sa Ur? Sa Haran? Mesopotamia? Look at verse 15. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had an opportunity to return. So verse 15 po clarifies sa atin na Abraham was not seeking to go back sa pinanggalingan niya. Hindi yun yung homeland na tinutukoy. Hindi yun yung fatherland na tinutukoy niya. Yun ang sabi ng verse 15. Iniwan niya yung kanyang father in his homeland to follow God. Yung word po na opportunity dito, it tells us na all of Abraham's life sa kanyang journey, open po yung opportunity na yan. Hindi sila pinaforce ng Diyos. Hindi siya arm twisted ng ano, sumunod ka sa akin. Meron pong opportunity. Yun yung sinabi rito. It's an open opportunity for Abraham to go back. But he never did. In fact, I think Genesis 24, which is prepared sa atin ni Pastor Alvin yung series na yun, nung nagpapahanap si Abraham ng asawa ni Isaac, inutusan niya yung servant niya to go back sa country ng father niya. Para saan po? Para makahanap ng asawa ni Isaac. Pero binili niya, don't ever na dalhin mo si Isaac dun. Because he belongs here. He don't belong there. So even sa kanyang anak, hindi yun ang goal niya na bumalik tayo sa Ur, sa Haran. He believed, even sa mga anak niya, we belong to where God promised us to be. So Abraham focus sa salita ng Diyos and promises ng Diyos sa kanya, even sa kanyang family. So anong homeland ito? Look at yung first part ng verse 16. But as it is, they desire a better country that is a heavenly one. Ang true homeland ay naging clear po sa verse 16. Ang homeland na ito or yung fatherland na ito where he belong is a heavenly one. Ang word na dito, they desire, sabi rin, they desire. Yung desire nito, again, strong language. It means na reaching out their hand, stretching their hand, I want to get this. That's how yung strong desire ni Abraham. I really want to go there. So, hindi lang po yung desire na fluctuating desire, sometimes gusto. Very strong po. Ito ang focus ni Abraham. So, yung strong desire na yon is hindi po dahil sa base sa intensity ng kanyang emotion that time. Because ito po ay base doon sa assurance ng promises ng Diyos. Sa trustworthiness ng salita ng Diyos who gave the promise. So look at verse 10 po. Balik tayo ng verse 10, pababa. Papakita po sa atin, ano ba yung heavenly one na to? Ano ba itong heavenly home na to? Sabi sa verse 10, for he, Abraham, was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Ito ang hinahanap ni Abraham. Now, clear sa atin, Abraham explicitly and making it clear to all people na sila ay towards and looking forward to a better place, a better city than the promised land or Ur. Neither po yung original home niya or yung current home niya, hindi yun ang para sa kanya. God's promise ay towards to a better country, a heavenly one. A city na mayroong foundation, all other earthly city have no lasting foundation. Mawawala po. A better city na ito ay designed and built by God Himself. What a comfort, ano po. na yung ating destination is designed and built by God Himself. We all want that kind of city. Not a fleeting city. So, remember po, ang book ng Hebrew po is written to encourage yung mga Jewish Christian congregation not to go back sa old ways, not to go back sa Judaism, not to turn their back on God. This is also true to us. The author is pointing na ang mga tao na to in the Old Testament never turn away from God to return to their earthly homeland. But rather, their heavenly vision, yung kanilang eternal perspective, yun ang nag-dictate ng kanilang buhay. The trustworthiness of God's promises ay ang confidence nila. For them, it's the sure thing. Sure, mangyayari to. Ganun sila ka-confident. Abraham, meron po siyang opportunity to go back. Abraham and his family can simply return po and enjoy yung life nila na mas maayos na bahay kesa sa tent. A place na they know people na they know people sa place nila na they belong. Makakwentuhan nila. Pero yung eternal perspective nila is there yung heavenly vision nila makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. And it can make difference po sa buhay natin if we have that heavenly vision. Yung encouragement ng author dito sa Jewish congregation ay para din po sa atin. Lagi pong open ang opportunity for us to turn away. If we want to turn away from God, we can always find ways. Pero ang tunay na anak ng Diyos, we all know and we all experience ang buhay ng disobedience, ang tumalikod sa Diyos, as mag-stumble sa kasalanan, alam natin yung pakiramdam. There's no happiness. There's no happiness sa obedience, disobedience sa Diyos. We all, yung guilt na yon. We experience na even sa mga little sin, na dating akala natin little sin, nagkakaroon tayo ng sorrow, ng discomfort, ng guilt. But the grace of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, binibigyan tayo ng conviction. Na-recognize natin yung sin. Na-recognize that we offended ng ating Diyos. Kaya we repent. A continuous way of life, repentance, and once again, turning to God. Kasi we all know, true people of God, there's no other hope for me. Kagaya ni Abraham, we should have an eternal perspective. Dahil sa persevering faith and confident ni Abraham, ano po yung result? Look at the last part ng verse 16. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. For that He has prepared for them a city. So makita natin, God is pleased to those who persevere and endure ang buhay na to in faith, in God's promises. Isn't it wonderful to hear na God is not ashamed of us to be called God of John, God of Jason, God of Milford, God of Bon, God of Daisy. Yun ang gusto nating marinig. God is not ashamed of us to be called na siya ang ating Diyos. A loving relationship. And in the opposite, God is not pleased. God is ashamed to those who turn away from Him. God is ashamed to those who disbelieve ang kanyang eternal promises in Christ. And for those that not persevere and endure in faith, even to their last breath, God already prepared. Done. Yun yung last part ng verse. Done. Meron ang naka-prepare for you in heavenly home. We are to live for something greater than this life. We are to live yung 10th principle, temporary residence, to live as strangers, exiles among the world, and let's keep looking forward, walking towards the city that God prepared for us. A famous theologian sabi niya, Lord, ang prayer niya, Lord, stamp eternity into my eyeball. Para makita natin, to look in everything sa buhay na to in light of eternity. We all live in this wonderful city ng Dubai. A beautiful, prosperous country na UAE. Maraming pangarap na natupad, maraming opportunities, especially if you're young. Maybe nung nagpunta ka dito, you have a big dream, malaking ambition, goals in life. Meron tayong mga bagay na gusto natin ma-achieve. We want to advance ang ating career. We want to have a financial stability. We want a secure retirement. Whatever it is, here is what we learn from starting passage. Life in this world or in this city is not what you think it is. It is not all that there is. Abraham, throughout his journey, na-discovered niya, God is leading him to a better country, a lasting city, not just Canaan. Ang tawag natin doon, heaven. What exactly Abraham believed? Since the fall po, balikan natin yung narrative, historical narrative account ng Genesis. Since the fall, o yung nahulog ang tao sa kasalanan, Genesis 3, nung lumabas po si Adam and Eve sa garden, all humanity ay naging wanderer po sa mundo. We were wandering sa mundo. Walang place, walang rest, aimless, looking for rest and restoration ng kanilang relationship sa Diyos, as God promised sa Genesis 3 din. Abraham believed na through his offspring, singular, God will bless all the families of the earth. In Genesis 3 po, ang mundo at ang lahat ng humanity ay under ng curse ng Diyos. Kung familiar kayo sa mga prophet, there is a prophet na nagpo-proclaim ng woe. Woe is you. Woe means curse and blessed are you. So opposite po yun, the curse and the blessing. So he believed na through his offspring ni Abraham, God will be bless all the families of the earth. So in Genesis 3, under ng curse, and hanggang sa kasalukuyan ng time ni Abraham na yon. And God promised kay Abraham, through your offspring, singular offspring, I will restore my creation. I will restore my people. I will bless my people. I will reverse that curse. And the same promise, yun din po yung promise sa Genesis 3, from the seed of the woman, singular again. So they're tracing yung seed na yon from Genesis all over the New Testament. They were tracing that. Sino ba to? Kailan darating to? Same promise in Genesis, the same promise kay Abraham. So from Genesis onwards, lahat tayo under curse. And people are looking for rest. Naging restless sila, naging miserable ang buhay. And even, akala nila si Noah na yun. You know, the meaning of Noah is rest. Akala nila si Noah na yung pangakong rest, pero hindi pa rin. So all their life, they look forward to the rest, restoration, and reversal ng curse. Blessing ay reversal ng curse. That is what God promised to Abraham. And Abraham looked forward to that with joy, anticipation. He endured yung kanyang earthly life in faith dahil sa reality ng promise na yun. God will one day reverse the curse. God will bless his people. And in the book of John, look at John 8:56. Tingnan ko ano sinabi ni Jesus. Sabi niya sa mga religious leaders, your father Abraham, you're claiming na your father is for Abraham. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it. Nakita ni Abraham yon, sabi ni Jesus. He saw it and was glad. He greeted with joy. He was glad. Jesus is the fulfillment ng Old Testament promise. Even as you read ng prophets, yung kinanta natin kanina, the prophets of the old look forward sa fulfillment ng mga promises na to. Jesus is the fulfillment ng Old Testament Panginoon just to bless His people, to reverse ang curse, to wipe out ang lahat ng result ng sin and the devil. Pero ang reversal po ng curse na ito comes with a cost. Bakit? Because God's justice, God's holiness, kailangan masatisfy. Ang rebellion ng Diyos requires justice. To be right with God requires perfect holiness. Paano na satisfy ni Jesus? He came. As we celebrate last few weeks ago, Christmas, He came to live a life na hindi natin kayang gawin. He lived that perfect life na gusto ng na kailangan, requirements ng Diyos sa tao. He became like us. I will live the life for my people. Perfection. At hindi lang yun. Sabi niya, I will take the punishment ng kanilang sin. I bore your sin. Even that was prophesied, promised in the Old Testament. He bore our sin and he kinuha niya yung wrath of God. Yun yung fulfillment ni Christ. He died for our sins and to take the wrath of God. At hindi lang yun. And he lived again. He resurrected again. Ang ibig sabihin po nun, God is pleased sa sacrifice ni Jesus. Sabi nun, ang ibig sabihin po nun, our hope is certain dahil Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus is alive. Na-conquer niya yung sin, na-conquer niya yung death, na-conquer niya lahat ng enemy as promised ng Genesis 3, as promised blessing ng Genesis 12, as promises ng 2 Samuel 7 na everlasting king, as promised ng Isaiah 53 na suffering servant. As you read lahat ng messianic promises, prophecy, na fulfilled kay Jesus. So ang story po ng Bible is a story of God's redemption and restoration of His people. Jesus becomes our substitute. Jesus lived and died and rose again for you and me, for His people, for those who will believe. And God said, whoever believes in Jesus Christ, in the person and work of Jesus Christ, will not perish but have eternal life. Again, the promise is eternal life. That's exactly what Abraham believed. That is what we believe as Christians at time natin now. Abraham looked forward to Christ. We look backward to Christ. But isa po ang clear, there is only one way that man can be saved, only in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12. The Old Testament people, the New Testament people, now, same way. Christ, the promised seed, the promised redeemer. And this faith is not just by words, Paul. Yung din-explain ni Abraham. He proclaimed intentionally, hindi lang to by words, but by way of life, by his action. It is enduring, persevering. Sa kanyang mga choices ng kanyang buhay, sa kanyang mga decision making, how he lived his life, nagmanifest po yung faith na yan. This is the encouragement ng author. Jesus Christ is superior in everything. Do not turn away from Him. Don't settle for less. Christ is better. What Christ have for you is far, far better than this life. Yun ang argument ng author. Far, far better than this earthly life. Than your career, than your money or your possession, than your home, than your family, than your reputation, than your social status. It is all worth it to live everything for Christ. The way we view po ang ating eternity will dictate how we live yung present life. And let's make our life count for eternity. We are to live not just for the here and now, but for the life to come, life beyond. Ano po yung itsura ng eternal perspective? One way po, binigyan tayo ni Jesus, Matthew 6, 19 to 21. Sabi doon, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Asan ang treasure natin? Where is your treasure? Kung anong tina-treasure natin, is it eternal things or earthly things? Your heart will be there also. Your affection will be kung saan natin tinetreasure. Ano yung nag-occupy sa mind and time natin sa araw-araw? Are you daydreaming na if meron lang ako na certain amount of money, life will be easy, life will be good. If meron lang akong ganito, ganon, life will be secured. Where do we invest ang ating time and money? Are we storing earthly treasure? Na in a matter of time, mawawala sa atin? This new year po reminds us time is passing. Passing time. We get closer sa realization ng ating mortality. Kung wala tayong eternal perspective, walang heavenly vision, time is our enemy po. Lilipas at lilipas ang bawat araw, buwan, taon, before you know it, 2026 na. And we see life is passing as well. our strength, our health, even our possession, we all know, lahat po yan mawawala. As we age, even opportunity is hindi na para nasa ating side. Yung ating health is limiting us to do things that we used to do. Mga kapatid, let's aim not to cling po, na to cling longer sa mundo na to. Our goal is not to prolong yung life natin dito, to prolong yung ating stay dito, but to live well for Christ. Kung meron tayong eternal perspective, we see things differently. We understand na all that we see and possess right now, even those things na we really long for, sa earthly things na to, mawawala sa atin. Your savings will be gone soon. Your accomplishment and title, social status, even people won't remember that pag wala ka na. I'm not saying lahat na to ay evil. Those are good things. Those are gift from God. But do not make them as your ultimate goal. So, whether you have it or not, it should not matter dahil you know there is something better para sa'yo. How is your prayer life po? When we honestly look po sa ating prayer list, what do we see? Health, wealth, promotion, career, prosperity. How do we pray for our children, sa ating parents, sa ating relatives, sa ating friends? How do we pray for them? Do we pray lagi ng earthly abundance? A good health? Material things? Salary increase? All those things are good, again. But hindi lang po yun dapat ang desire natin that yun lang lagi natin pinagpe-pray. Do we pray for their salvation? Do we pray that our families and friends would come to know Christ? How do you raise up ng ating mga anak? Do we prepare them na magkaroon ng better degree, better corporate career someday, one day? Or do we prioritize to prepare them to face their God one day? Again, we are not called po to fix yung ating mundo, yung broken world. Hindi po tayo tinawag ng Diyos para baguhin ang political system, baguhin ang sistema ng mundo na to. Hindi po yun ang role natin. Hindi tayo maging environmentalist. Those things are good. Pero hindi po yung goal natin. Ang goal po natin is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and bring people with us with eternal hope and march towards the city that God promised. Not to fix this world because this world will pass away. Mga kapatid, believe and continue believing po with confidence na ang pinangako ng Diyos sa atin in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is eternal life in the presence of God, reconciliation with our Creator, that promise is certain. Believe in that. So look forward to that. Forward-looking way of life should change how we live today. So make time po. Pag-aral natin. Magkaroon tayo ng understanding ha, about eternity, about heaven. Marami pong available books na about heaven, about eternity. So magkaroon tayo ng understanding. Hindi po yung ang heaven is a place na parang we are floating around for eternity, na nakasuot tayo ng white, nagpe-play ng harp. Hindi po yun ang itsura ng heaven. Hindi po tayo na parang mga ghosts na lumulutang. The Bible said, heaven is a physical place. A city. And those who are in Christ will be there physically. Bodily resurrection, a glorified body, a perfect body, flesh. Just like gagaya ngayon po. Yun po yung heaven. We see the human Jesus Christ. We see Him, our Lord, our King, face to face. God dwelling with His people, just like the Garden of Eden, but the better than the Garden of Eden. A place where sin and all the result ng sin ay wipe away. That is heaven. That is the city that we long for. A place na walang pain, walang tears, walang hatred, walang sin, and lahat tayo ay wala ng capability to sin when we get there. A perfect na mundo. Makikita niyo po yan. Look at Revelations 21 to 22. That is what heaven looks like. This is what faith looks like. Believing that God promised a perfect na mundo, a perfect people, a perfect relationship with God. We are longing not just for a place, but we are longing for a perfect relationship sa ating Creator. Why do you follow Christ? Why do you believe in Christ? Is it for material things or itong promise na to? If anywhere here, na kung nandito ka ngayon, hindi ka Kristiyano, maaring all these things doesn't make sense sa'yo. Let's go back to my question kanina sa intro. Why we long for a better home? Why we long for a better relationship? Why we long for a rest? Dahil God created us for eternity. And only God can satisfy that. Now, there are two ways po to live eternity. One is yung sinabi ko kanina about heaven. A second is physical, bodily resurrection ng unbeliever in the presence ng wrath ng Diyos. That is terrifying po. I'm not scaring you. Yun po yung sinabi ng Bible. If you still live po sa buhay, sa earthly life na to, na wala kang concern kung ano man yung sinasabi ng Diyos about eternity, sa kanyang pangako kay Kristo, I don't care. If you continue to live this kind of life, rejecting Christ, rejecting ang offer ng gospel, that is the life you are headed to. But today, you can be saved. Today can be the day of your salvation. You can be with Christ for all eternity now. This is a loving message, a loving invitation from God. God is so loving na naririnig mo pa ang kanyang message. He's so gracious na naririnig mo ang invitation to come to His Son, Jesus Christ. Turn away from your sinful way of life. Run to Christ. You will find that eternal rest, that eternal home, that perfect relationship that you long for all your life. Okay, Jesus. That will change your life now. That will change how you live the here and the now. Magkakaroon ka ng earth, ng heavenly vision. Consider mo yung narinig mong gospel. Consider mo yung invitation. And if you want to talk to any or members, any of us, we love to talk about Jesus, love to talk about the gospel. So this new year, make it your resolution po. To have a better understanding ng eternity, a better student ng salita ng Diyos. I just wanted to leave you with this quote, a book I read years ago. Ang sabi doon ni John Bloom, there will come a time when Jesus' prayer for us to be with Him will overrule our prayer for prolonged earthly life. And when it does, we will experience a life so far better, richer, fuller, purer, and more joyful that we will shake our heads in wonder that we ever pleaded to stay sa mundo na to. It sounds too good to be true, pero that's what God promised. There are greater things not beyond our imagination. That is what God promised in the gospel. Persevere in confidence, mga kapatid. Seek for heavenly home, not earthly dwellings. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus Christ, the fulfillment of your promises and your word. Lord, dalangin namin na this week, as we walk sa mundo na ito sa araw-araw ng buhay namin, may we walk by faith with eternal hope. May our eternal perspective change the way we live today. May we grow sa araw-araw confessing that we do not belong here. We have a heavenly home. We have a better home that we look forward to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.